From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's interior minister responsible for security has resigned following a suicide truck bombing that killed more than 200 people in Baghdad Sunday. Islamic State militants claim responsibility. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook said pressure to degrade and destroy the IS group must be maintained.
That's tightening the noose around ISIL in Iraq. Will make it harder for them to carry out attacks in places like Baghdad, in places in other parts of the world. And this was clearly a devastating attack and a painful reminder of the lethal capabilities of ISIL. But it does not alter the strategy here, and that is to go after ISIL in Iraq, in Syria, at an accelerated pace, as aggressively as possible, to try and limit their capabilities, their ability to carry out those kinds of attacks.
Sunday's attack came about a week after the Islamic State was pushed out of the western city Fallujah. Democratic Republic of Congo opposition presidential contender Moise Katumbi vowed Tuesday to return to his native country despite an arrest warrant. He vowed to keep his effort to replace President Joseph Kabila peaceful through an election.
99% are ready for the election and they are waiting for the right time. You don't want to make a putsch. You don't want to make a coup d'etat. You want to follow our constitution. And if they don't call for election, they're the people of Congo are going to say, Mr. President, you didn't respect what you're supposed to respect. It's time to go. Bye-bye, Mr. President. Our demonstration are going to be always peaceful demonstration.
The multimillionaire businessman who spoke in Paris where he sought medical treatment has been accused of plotting against the state. The former Katanga provincial governor denies any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. The Army of Democratic Republic of Congo says that suspected rebels hacked to death 9 people early Tuesday in the country's rest of northeast, the latest in a string of such atrocities. The attack targeted the town of Oicha in Beni territory, where some 500 have been murdered since October 2014. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it's recommending no criminal charges be brought against Democratic Party presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while being Secretary of State.
In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
But FBI Director James Comey criticized Clinton and her aides for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified material. Britain's Home Secretary has taken the lead in the race to succeed David Cameron as Prime Minister in the wake of the referendum last month in which voters elected to leave the European Union. May took just over half the votes cast Tuesday in the first round of balloting. 2 candidates dropped out of the race Tuesday, but May still faces competition from Justice Secretary Michael Gove and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom. A suicide bomb blast claimed by Islamic State Tuesday killed at least 16, wounded nearly 30 others in the mostly Kurdish-controlled northeast Syrian city Hasaka. The attacker detonated explosives outside a bakery. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in Nairobi Tuesday, the second of his four-nation trade and security trip to Africa. On his arrival, the Israeli leader told Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta the two countries should unify in the fight against terrorism.
We see ourselves engaged in a common desire to seize a common future and fight the forces that are trying to drag us into a dark past. And this means that we want to cooperate with you on development on the one side, and security on the other side.
Kenya has been a frequent target of fighters from the Somali-based al-Shabaab militant group. Teachers and healthcare professionals staged a strike Tuesday in Zimbabwe over unpaid wages. The job action followed a violent clash Monday between police and taxi drivers as the southern African country grapples with a declining economy and severe drought. Egyptian investigators analyzing the recovered cockpit voice recorder aboard the ill-fated Egyptair Flight 804 that crashed in the Mediterranean in May, see, the crew was trying to put out a fire. Early reports indicate there had been smoke in a lavatory in the cockpit before the Airbus A320 disappeared from radar. Italian authorities detained a homeless man Tuesday identified as 40-year-old Massimo Galeotto of Rome on suspicion of murdering an American university student from Wisconsin, the body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon found in the Tiber River Monday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.